It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Vladimir Putin's unprovoked, deadly war on Ukraine is in its second month. We have a Supreme Court nominee in the middle of the confirmation process, a new presidential budget, COVID still raging despite our best efforts in wishing it away. Yet the news today is dominated by the former guy. Really? Well, it's a few things. One, White House phone logs show a 7.5-hour gap in the former guy's calls on January 6, 2021, which includes the period of time when a mob of Trump supporters attacked the Capitol, hoping to overturn his election loss to President Biden. From 11:17 a.m. to 6:54 p.m. on that date, there were zero notations on his official phone line. That leaves the House committee investigating the insurrection with no record of Trump's phone activities during the period of time when lawmakers and then Vice President Mike Pence were forced to seek shelter as Capitol Police battled the insurrectionists. Despite the gap, there have been extensive reports about conversations Trump had with allies during the attack. So there's that. There's also the fact that Trump, at a sparsely attended rally in Georgia on Saturday, was slinging the usual conspiracy theories, not a good look, and oops, he did it again. Seriously, in an interview with some outlet called Just the News, the former guy once again gave us a Russia, if you're listening, moment.
Why did the mayor of Moscow's wife give the Bidens, both of them, $3.5 million? That's a lot of money. So now I would think Putin would know the answer to that. I think he should release it. I think we should know that answer. I think Putin now would be willing to probably give that answer. I'm sure he knows.
Seriously? The former guy sending a very clear message to Vladimir Putin once again to release dirt on Hunter Biden? That's what he's asking for, right? By the way, his claim is all unverified allegations that Joe Biden's son received millions of dollars from the wife of Moscow's late mayor. Here's the facts. In the late 90s, Trump tried to work with that same mayor, and he pursued high-profile real estate deals in Russia as recently as 2016. And that's all you need to know. There's more, but I'll spare you. So we'll move on to Ukraine, where there is a very slight sliver of hope. That's because Russia on Tuesday said they'd radically, quote, reduce military activity around the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv and the northern city of Chernihiv. But Russian airstrikes continued overnight in those areas. Meanwhile, Ukrainian representatives have detailed potential concessions on territory Ukraine appeared to have lost to invading Russian forces. Russia said it was prepared to schedule a meeting between Vladimir Putin and Volodymyr Zelensky once the two sides reach a draft peace deal. So it sounds like they're making progress, right? Well, Ukraine said the two presidents could discuss control over the Donbas region in eastern Ukraine, which has been claimed by pro-Russia separatists and which Moscow no longer considers part of Ukraine. Ukraine is also proposing a 15-year negotiation process on Crimea. That's the Ukraine peninsula that Russia annexed back in 2014. Sounds like progress, right? But there's always a but. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters on Wednesday that they welcomed the fact that Kyiv has sent out its demands for an end to the conflict in written form, but he said that Russia had not noticed anything really promising or that looked like a breakthrough, and he said there was a long period of work ahead. Wow. Well, tell that to your soldiers out in the field. And for its part, the White House is signaling signs of skepticism of any promises issued by Russia, specifically the talks of de-escalation of the invasion. Here's a quote. Administration officials cautioned that while they had seen a recent reduction in Russian attacks around Kyiv and Chernihiv, violence had continued unabated and even grown elsewhere, particularly in southern and eastern Ukraine. Moreover, the official said that the pause near Kyiv might just be a ruse to resupply troops and that the violence could ramp up again at any time. As expected, the FDA has authorized a second COVID-19 booster shot for adults over the age of 50 as soon as 4 months after their initial booster dose. The CDC has also given its permissive recommendation to the move. That means that the agency doesn't outright recommend it, but acknowledges it's something that people can do if they want to. And check this out. A controversial election overhaul effort in Georgia has stalled after a state Senate committee gutted the bill following complaints from both parties that it was complicating their work in an election year. The bill sped through the Republican-led state House earlier this month, but it's now running up against the clock as the Georgia General Assembly is set to adjourn on Monday. And here's the good part. The only part of the bill the state's Senate Ethics Committee chose to keep was a requirement that employers provide time off for workers to vote during the early voting period. I can go along with that. And finally, breaking news. Wednesday morning, Senator Susan Collins, Republican of Maine, said she will vote for Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation to the U.S. Supreme Court. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.